pretty crazy. Back to you there, Jeff. And we'll maybe say 7-3s here, and I'll let you carry on there with your day. And yeah, give us a shout here anytime. Like email said, Henry, there's always somebody monitoring the system here. Back to you there, Jeff. And call sign here is Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Name is Randy. Romeo Alpha, November Delta Yankee. So back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, Randy, I'm sorry. I don't know why I called you Mike. You're calling Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, correct?
Yeah, that's where you got the mic from. the last letter there in my call sign. That's no problem. I don't mind. So, but my personal is Randy. So, no biggie. I've been called a lot worse there. Hi. I got white shoulders. Over.
Yeah. My speaking of laptops and computers and operating systems, I don't know if I told you what I did for a living. I was an industrial electrician. I worked in a big company on all of the automation equipment. And there were two guys that were really good with PLCs. I don't know if you know what a PLC is. Basically a little mini computer that sits inside a control cabinet and it runs a program. Well, the one guy had health issues and he had to retire. So he was the main PLC guy. Then the other guy, Dell, went to another shift. So I was on first shift, and my supervisor, Lee, he says, Jeff, you're pretty good with electronics and stuff and electrical. You're a really good electrician. He comes in there. He goes, I need someone on first shift to work with these PLCs. I said, well, Lee, I will try, but I don't know. I didn't know anything about them. I had to study. I had to look in my free time. I went online and looked, and some of these PLCs they're old. They go back to the 90s. There's a Monicon, and then there's an RS Logix 500 software. And just, it was a learning curve for me. I had to learn this ladder logic. I would take these programs and I could upload a program. A lot of times you really didn't have to write the software, write the program. You may have, the only time you did is you had to make a small change. But then I had to look at this graph, this chart, because I didn't know what to put in there. And, when they have maintenance and the guys don't change the backup batteries in the PLCs, well, if they power the control cabinet off and they don't pay no attention that the memory backup battery is bad, you lose the whole program. And the machine, when you go to start everything up, the machine just sits there because it don't know what to do. So he kind of pushed that off onto me. It was kind of funny. He just said, Jeff, do the best you can. And I did. And I nobody ever really said anything to me. I just, I learned, but it was a steep learning curve. Over.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, sometimes, you know, things don't make sense, you know, the first two, three times you do it or whatever, but then it finally sinks in, and then you kind of got it forever there. So that's happened to me too there. So lots of times you interpret things differently than what they're trying to tell you. So there's lots of it that's a big learning curve, you know, and what you're doing there is just perfect. It's awesome that you've done so much there with that. And well, you know, like if you're bored, you know, that's a great way to pass the time. Hours can go by, and you wonder where the time goes. So there's all kinds of stuff that a person can do, and amateur radio is just another one. You know, I can get on this system here, and before you know it, a few hours goes by, and you know, a guy doesn't do nothing. doesn't do anything that you're planning to do, because I enjoy meeting up with people and stuff on here and talking around the world. So it's a great system, and there's a bunch of different systems all linked in together here. So you know, you can have an idea there if you go into the Canada Hub or our Saskwarren system, and you can click on the bubble charts that are in the dashboards, and you can actually see all the connections. Sometimes it's pretty amazing of all the links and actually, you know, where you're getting out to. You know, you could be linked up with anywheres in the world. So I always find that an interesting thing to look at. Anyways, kind of got off subject there, but anyways, I think I'll say 7-3s, and nice talking with you there again, Jeff. And yeah, if you got any questions, just give us a shout. One of us will help you out here and get you on the right track here. So you're connected on the 420 network, I see. And of course, I think Emil looks after that. He connects it up to the Canada Hub, and of course, I'm coming in on the Saskwarren system, which is connected up to the Canada Hub. So that's how I'm talking to you. It's in a roundabout way, that's how you're hearing me, kind of through the back door kind of deal. Anyways, over to you for a final there, and we'll say 7-3s for now. And what does your wife do there for work? You don't mind me asking, over?
Yeah, my wife, she's an accountant. She works it's called the Vincom Center in District 1 in Ho Chi Minh City. But she works, if you look up a store, they have one in New York City. It's a high-end store, very expensive. It's called Zara. It's from Spain. Their headquarters is from Spain. But they also have Zaras throughout Southeast Asia. They have several of them here in Ho Chi Minh City. And then some other locations in Hanoi in Vietnam also. But it's a Spanish-based company from Spain. But they also have a store in New York City, and it's expensive. I mean, going to District 1 in Ho Chi Minh City reminds me of pictures I've seen of someone going to, say, Beverly Hills, California. That's what it reminds me of. Over.
Oh yeah, Roger that. Well, that's super. That's a great job to have there. Do you ever come back this way, or are you pretty much set up there as your main QTH there? Where you are there in Vietnam there. Over.
No, I'm not permanent here. I just stay as long as I can. I like to spend time with her. And she wants to, I'm going to bring her back to America. She wants to come and visit America. And we already discussed this, and with her, I have. She takes care of her mom and a lot of her family. It is so different here. I mean, she basically takes care of her whole family. Is the breadwinner, and she don't make a lot of money. Not anywhere near what you would think an accountant would make. It's just it's just not the same here. It's sad, but it's true. And a lot of your higher paying jobs here, your real high paying jobs, I'm talking real high. You're lucky if you'll make $1,000 a month. The average wage here, people make between $200 and $300 a month, and they live on that, including living expenses. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Now I completely understand that there too. So, well, that's how it is too with many other places like China and so forth. You know, they kind of look after one another and in the family more so than what we do here in like America or Canada here. So we're kind of spoiled here. You know, in many ways, but with inflation and the cost of everything, it's kind of moving slowly towards the environment where families are more living together, children or siblings and so forth are living out all under one roof to cut costs and so forth. I see a transitioning here slowly. Just because you can't afford to save for a down payment anymore on a house or anything like that, it's just gotten out of control. So if you're starting from scratch out of high school kind of deal, it's a long climb. to be able to try one day maybe own a home and have a family gets very expensive here. So we need the big wage to live month to month, and we're taxed so heavily here. I don't know how the taxes work there, but here it's taxed. We're overtaxed here. About 50% of your income goes to taxes. So of course, there's only one group that really pays taxes in our country here, Canada. And everybody kind of lives off the middle class there. But I always think that they should have tax reform here in this country, make things a little bit more fairer. But I don't think will ever happen. Anyways, nice talking with you, Jeff, and we'll say our 73s here. Kilo Delta 4, Lima Yankee Hotel, the 5RJM in the group 73. And I'll be monitoring here on the side here and doing some work on my computer here. Enjoying my first cup of coffee here too. Hi. I got to get that boost every morning. So nice talking with you there, Jeff. And hopefully don't be a stranger. We'll talk more here later on. We'll say 73s for now, though. B5RGM, over to you there.
Okay, Randy. 73s. We'll talk to you again. I'm starting to feel more comfortable with this Echo Link. I'm so used to talking on a transceiver. I really miss that, my HF equipment. I had all my equipment basically stored away. But I accept the fact that I can't have a radio here. And you couldn't even buy one here. I mean, you could, I suppose, but it wouldn't be legal. And I'm not going to break the law in another country. But anyways, 73 from Kilo Delta 4 Lima Yankee Hotel.